Good evening, Bangor Area High School. This is Bobby Glass from Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. It'll be my pleasure to adjudicate you today in the area of Color Guard. It is September 28th, and we are at the Boyertown U.S. Band Show. It's a beautiful evening, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the work you guys put in over the summer and the early months of the school year. I'll get with you when you guys are ready to go. Excellent timing being showcased as we go through the push spins and the slams as we're marching through space. Just sampling through the space there as we're moving through the new plane here. Just some differences in our approach from the members as we're going again here in front of our set of body, especially in visual side 245, really takes a look at how we're pronating our wrist and moving it through our body. I guess that may have been an intro, and now we're setting up for the show. As we're moving through space, lower body marching responsibility, changing plane as we go through the four-step turn. Currently here as we go through the vertical plane moments, taking a look at our arms and the coordination as we go through the plane of responsibility. There's just some differences in approach. I think the individual over on the 30, I think her flag may be on upside down because it's spinning differently than the other one. Watching this develop as we're moving through space to the flat plane and then over our head. The performers have a good understanding of skills being asked of them. As we go through the two-hand responsibility, then we bring it into the one-hand responsibility. I think integration of the moments is working well, just because the performers are integrated through the pods on both sides. And nicely done as we go to the hand-to-hands and the lower extremities, and then we go even lower into the pole, working well and building velocity. And then as we go through the two-hand release, trying to catch, working well, adding more variety through equipment writing, and then we go through the flat plane, yeah, working well. See how this builds. Yeah, nicely done as we go to the toss. And the toss, achieving a higher level skill. Continue to refine the muscle control through the squeezing. As we go through that, that'll make the clarity of the vertical release through the flat plane release a little stronger for you. There's some opportunities here to continue refining the timing. And then we pulled it back together here. I think the performers, some of the performers showcasing great expressive range and control with their bodies, and others can come up to that same level. And then just take a look, a little bit of the pulse control. Some performers are ending a little earlier than others here at the end. front, moving up the slower tempo. But make sure as we come to the front side, like, make sure we're really engaging the audience through all of those expressive qualities, and we're reaching all the way up here. I think they were very worried about where their next flag was and not giving us that full performance value. Great sensitivity here as we're listening to the musical structure and reacting to it in a positive manner. Yeah, nicely done with the sustain there, and then we're going hand to hand with the flag. Yeah, there's even more opportunities to continue to build in that expressive nature throughout the choreography that they've been given. And then as we go into the passe there, take a look at the understanding of our hip and our leg and where we're connecting it. Some differences from member to member and how we're achieving that. And are we going through a full toe point there? Or are we just connecting on the side or in front? Just the major differences. Excellence from the members there, really picking up the music and great understanding of timing through that last phrase. I really felt what the drums were playing and the horns were playing. It was matching from the color guard perfectly. Watching the soloist here, she did the two passe jumps, working well for her. Yeah, and then she let go the flag. Yeah, nicely done by that individual. As an opportunity, as we go from movement, to not always have to go from on the field all the way out to the front. It could be more of a coordinated effort that getting to and from is part of the production. Yeah, so we go to the top carve, bottom carve efforts while moving through space and through the pole hit. Yeah, working well. Some good understanding from the individuals. And then as we go through the one-handed effort on fly, really pay attention to shoulder and our hip facings as we move it in front and behind our body. Just some different adherence to style being, or different clarity issues being presented by the members. And as we go through that two-hand vertical release there, take a look at really fulfilling how you want the members to release. Some are pushing one hand on the other and rotating, and others are pushing both at the same time. It's causing different rotations in the air as they go through the moment. A little repetitive in terms of choreographic choices here because we've repeated that phrase each time. I think it's called for with what's in the musical structure there, but from the creativity and then design choices and variety of choreography, it's very limiting because we've already done that, and there's more opportunities to pick up those musical lines. As here, we're adding a nice layered moment as we did the split part. We go into two-hand release, one-hand catch. Yeah, some individual breakdowns there, but recovery is handled very well. Yeah. Nicely done, you guys. Definitely some opportunities there in terms of transitions to iron out to and from events. But I think performers are showcasing an understanding of the training program that they are being asked, and they're achieving it at success most of the time. So, yeah, really enjoyed your program today. Hope my comments have been helpful. Wish you the best.